Take Me Out from Franz Ferdinand right there for you. Hey, it's Gunner, and it's Steel City Music. Oh, my goodness. Oh, big stretches. Yeah, man. This hour, we will spin some Foo Fighters, Vines, Von Bondies, all that other fun stuff later on. Also got an interview with 15 Rockets. Jason and I hitched up for a quick chat a couple days ago. It was one of them, like, later in the day chats, if you know what I mean. Like, I call later in the day sometime around, like, 10 p.m. Because, yeah, well, you know, you're doing stuff all day, and you got different stuff to do. And you're like, okay, what time can you do it? And he just has another kid there. And he's working, and, you know, the two kids, you know the grind. So the only time you can chat with them is, you know, not while the kids are active. So, and COVID, everyone's in the house. So there you go. So he was gracious enough to put aside some time to talk about the latest single, the last single, actually, from their EP. And they have a new one coming out, which we discover. Old Friend is their last single, and you can catch that on Spotify. And, of course, I did include that in the show with the interview, but that comes up in just a little bit. In this set of music, you can hear some Zolas, which is always fun. I haven't heard the Zolas in a long time. I Feel the Transition is the name of the track. Also, Total Control, Flesh War. I came across this track in my hard drive. I'm like, going, wait, how did I get this? I gotta put this in a folder. I gotta put aside a folder figure out why you have this, and it's cool, and what's the backstory on this. I think that'll be a whole other show. What the hell is this on my hard drive? That could be a whole other program right there. We are scientists. Nobody move, nobody gets hurt track, which is our lead off into this set of music. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Also, I know I'm jumping all over the place, but make sure you check out Lose Control on 93.3 CFMU. All right, without further ado, a little bit of We Are Scientists on Steel City Music. We'll be right back. a day of recording and doing interviews and for other people and their projects and having to like make promises that I had to keep to watch that final episode of Line of Duty. I had to do all of these fun things just so I can speak to this next gentleman on time. Welcome to Steel City Music, Jason from 15 Rockets. How are you, sir?
I'm good, thanks. How are you, Gunnar?
I'm good. I feel like I could decompress now just a little bit and that we can have a chat, you know, because last time we spoke, I believe, was in like July 20th?
July, yeah, right in the middle of a heat wave, I believe.
Heat wave, and when the numbers of the COVID pandemic was just a little bit low.
Yeah, and we were still pretty scared. crazy how things have changed.
Yeah, how you been coping with the house on a whole with 15 Rockets? How you guys been doing through all of this?
We've been fine. We've been on sort of an extended break. My wife and I had a baby come along at the end of August or early September, I should say. And,
oh, congratulations, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, so we pretty much stepped back at that point, and we were just going to take, you know, maybe a couple months off, but, you know, babies are a lot of work and you kind of forget.
Right.
Plus the numbers on the rise with all this COVID stuff, and it just kind of hasn't happened yet. But
yeah,
no, it's been good. Yeah. Having lots of stuff coming up.
Yeah. Well, you had the new release of It's Here Now is the latest EP that's coming out on Jan 15th, the Friday.
That's right. Here Now.
You're excited?
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a long time coming. We've been sitting on these songs for quite some time. We released a few of them on Spotify already.
What were the singles that you released on Spotify?
Fear the Worst, Light in the Gray, and Small Talk.
Right. And then how many tracks are you gonna put are on this one?
The EP is at 6 songs.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, they were originally recorded as part of what was supposed to be like an album. But because it was so long ago and because COVID hit and we didn't really know what was going to happen, we kind of decided to change the plan. These songs started feeling like part of something old.
Uh-huh.
You know, like pre-COVID, and then there's life after COVID, and we've been writing a whole bunch of new stuff since the initial lockdown started, and yeah, it just made more sense to kind of release that as its own thing and look forward to the future.
Yeah, so with the COVID thing, you guys been writing and keeping busy, because I talk about this with other artists as well, like how are they keeping coping and trying to put everything together. What was the process for we'll get back to Here Now, but for this upcoming one, how are you guys doing that? Is it like a sending files to one another, or you guys have like a nice little bubble put up together to record in the studio?
We had it at up until, like I said, September. We were getting together every week and we were starting to write. Lately there hasn't been too much going on, but we actually just spoke last night. We're going to try and get that going again. Toss files back and forth and kind of see what we can build on. But I mean, there's tons of ideas floating around, and you know, a lot of us have nothing but time on our hands these days. So,
hey, we haven't heard any of the new stuff that you've been writing, of course, but how is it different from what's going to be released on January 15th in regards to the music?
That's a good question. I haven't heard a lot of what, you know, Mark has been writing. He tends to send stuff just acoustically. Mm-hmm. A lot of what I'm writing, I have a feeling that maybe it's a little poppier. But also a little heavier, a little faster. We've kind of, I think with the stuff that's coming out next week for Here Now, that was what we were kind of like, oh, this is what we want to sound like. So we're just building it. We're building off that. Yeah, it's a little.
So the band is changing in sound just from every couple songs. You're like, well, this will be what we are going to be. Like there's a progression. It's not like you're just stuck in a certain style and a certain sound. It's actually progressing for you guys.
I think so, yeah. I mean, you know, everything we do, we get a little bit better at it as songwriters, as musicians, as, you know, people just putting out a craft.
What was the feedback when I asked this, everyone goes, oh, well, we don't release our music until everyone gets to hear it. But I think statements like that are just, like, stupid because I've heard other bands say this. What was the feedback that you got from some of your friends when they got to hear, like, little bits of Here and Now?
Feedback's been pretty good. Like I said, a few of the singles are already up. Most of the singles are already up, actually. We're pretty much just holding on to one song that we haven't released.
But there's this thing before you, but like even before you release it, I always joke about this. It's an anxiety issue for some bands and artists where it's kind of like, is this good? Do you like this? Like, you know?
Yeah, no, truthfully, we didn't really send it to a lot of people because we didn't really know what it was going to be, if it was going to be like we planned for it to be an album, right? And so we were kind of holding on to it until we were, you know, through writing the next batch of songs. So I mean, we sent it to, you know, a few people, and you know, they were all very polite.
Oh, this is great work. It sounds like you said it to your mom's. Well, this is nice. Well, listen to this, eh?
No, my brother Paul used to play in the band, so we sent it to him, of course. And you know, he's pretty into it, and some people we know, just, you know, from recording and playing around.
Right.
But yeah, no, truthfully, I don't think we really sent it out too much.
You didn't get that much feedback. You didn't really pursue that.
No, exactly. Yeah.
Hey, it's Gunnar. You're listening to Steel City Music. And my guest right now is Jason from 15 Rockets. We're just discussing what the newer album that's coming out in a little while. But the next one should be out today on January 15th here now. Most of the singles were been already put out on Spotify. What's the name of this last single that you're putting out?
It's called Old Friend.
Why did you choose this one as the very last one to put out?
So this one actually does go back a few years. I wrote this song like years ago before we even had a band. And we recorded it once under a different name, and we put it out.
What was the name of the band?
We were called Dying Day.
Okay.
Yeah. As to why we put it out or chose to put this one out later, I think, I don't know, we all kind of think maybe it's one of the stronger ones on the EP, and you know, save the best for last kind of thing. Yeah. I don't know.
By the way, now how does it differ from the version that you released with Dying Day? Is there like any sort of changes to it, or tempo, or any of those sort of things?
Yeah, big time. Yeah, a lot faster, a lot heavier, a lot more aggressive. Right. Dying Day was, I mean, it was still Mark and I and my brother. And then we were kind of rockier. We weren't quite as aggressive sounding, or punk sounding, if you will. And that's what facilitated the band name eventually, as we kind of started playing a little more towards that style. Hey, this is Jay from 15 Rockets. Check out our new single, Old Friend, from our EP Here Now, out today.
Lost in the seams of love and war.
right, then. Let's do the rest of the show right now. A little 15 Rockets action there for you, Jason, from 15 Rockets, releasing their new track, Old Friend. Old new track? I guess old track. Old EP. New stuff on the way. You heard it all in the interview. Hey, it's Gunner. It's Steel City Music you're listening to. And this next half hour of the shoe, the Big O Shoe, we're going to hear, let's see. We'll finish it off with some Block Party, of course, with the track Banquet. Also, Death From Above, 1979, Trainwreck. Cool Canadian music as well. Elastica, by request, some Stutter. And some Foals as well with Neptune, which is a track I haven't heard in such a long time. Some Foo Fighters on the way with their new track, No Son of Mine. I guess that's their second single that they're releasing. The first one was Shame. Shame, I believe is what it was. Also the Vines as well with the track Get Free coming in as well. Just as a reminder, the Casbah is still doing their fundraising drive. So check out the Casbah at their website if you want to make a donation to keep the club afloat during the COVID times. Also, Absinthe Hamilton has been doing a GoFundMe as well. So both clubs, you can find them on GoFundMe here in Hamilton, Ontario. Maybe that way there'll be, when we do have some, be able to open up live venues again and we can start getting together, there'll be some venues and some well-established places that we can go and check out music and other events as well. What else do I want to say? Oh, yeah. Got an interview coming up in the next hour with at 1 o'clock Jim Watts from Vagabond Saints. Of course, you know this is a pre-recorded show, so I'm just a little bit hazy right now. I don't think all the coffee has kicked in like it should have. And he's doing a telethon with a bunch of people that are participating. It's going to be a 24-hour thing, but all the details on all of that stuff is coming up for you. Also, steelcitymusic.ca, hit up the contact link. Any requests, interview requests, music, any other stuff that you want to promote event-wise, what you're up to, that sort of stuff, hit it up. And you can also join up on our Steel City Music Facebook groups. Follow us on Instagram, SCMGram, Twitter, and all the other fun things, of course. But kicking off the set of music, the Von Bondies. Come on, come on. Here on Steel City Music.
Yeah. son of mine will ever do. The work of villains, the will of fools. If you believe it, it must be true. No son of mine, no son of mine. No son of mine will ever need. Don't forget.
This is CIOI 101.5 FM.
The Hawk is on the air.
My next guest on Steel City Music is a gentleman who opened up a business with others some years back on Barton Street. And that's how I was trying to catch up with him, trying to figure out if we actually had a discussion on air before on The Hawk or whether or not we had a podcast, or I did a podcast with him back on Steel City Music back in the day. I was wrong. I have not. So this is my first time meeting the gentleman. It's Jim from Vagabond States. Jim, what's your last name, buddy?
My last name is Watts, W-A-T-T-S.
Jim Watts. Okay, that's right. Jim Watts, you sound like your lineage of a famous wrestling family to me. As soon as you said that.
You know. No, I am of no wrestling lineage.
No wrestling. Okay. All right. Well, Jim, thank you for having a chat with us here on Steel City Music. You are one of the owners of Vagabond States Tattoo Lounge and Spa. It used to be located on Barton Street when you started. What year did you open up?
We opened up in 2016, my wife and I. She's the other co-owner, Tanya. Right. And we started up there as an art consignment store.